And welcome back to Inside the Cave. I'm Andrew Morton here with John Roberts. And we got an interview with
a guest,
our Cave Game of the Week's head coach, Addison's head coach, Josh Linderman. How's it going, coach?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
So you got a big game tonight against East Jackson. Before we talk about that, though, your game last week against Detroit Voyager, you guys won 50-14 a little bit after halftime. If you want to kind of talk about that game and the decision and to kind of call in that.
They're very skilled. That's what we talked about when we met at the preseason show. They, you know, had a lot of fast kids, and they scored on a couple big plays. But they turned the ball over 6 times against us in the first half, and that was really the difference in the game. They struggled to hold on to the ball. They, you know, five fumbles and an interception, and then actually, if you want to add a 7th one, they snapped it over their punter's head, and we got the ball at the 12-yard line. So very fortunate that the ball bounced our way. Our guys were hustling all over. That's the big thing to take away, that when they put the ball on the ground, we were getting 11 hats to the ball, and we were coming up with those fumbles. And then lightning happened, and we thought we could wait it out. And then, as you know, the storm last week just intensified here in southern Michigan. So we decided, at score being what it was in the third quarter, that they didn't want to come back the next day or Saturday to finish it up. And I understood that completely.
Yeah, I mean, considering coming from Detroit all the way down to Addison, that's definitely a far drive for them. And how the game was going for them, their coach just probably wanted that over as much as anybody. So,
yeah, I said the same thing to him, too. I said, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, we had 6 turnovers and we were down by this much, I probably wouldn't be coming back. Also, I'd want to make sure I had a day to work our guys even harder as opposed to come back and finish the football game.
You know, and that is something we see more often early on in the season, weather delays, and then later. Later in the season, it's just cold or rainy or snowy. And, you know, but we tend to see those lightning and that kind of delays more often in these August and early September games.
Yeah, and, you know, in the heat, you know, we were one of a few schools and teams that decided to play because of Detroit Voyager and them getting a charter bus to come down and having to reschedule that and things of that nature. So we decided to play. And then the unfortunate thing is we ended up with severe weather also. So our kids gutted out playing in the heat. The fans gutted it out. And then we still couldn't finish the game due to the severe storms.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously a great way to start your season, coach. A big win over, an opponent that you're not totally familiar with. And now we transition to an opponent that you're way more familiar with in East Jackson.
East Jackson, they're 1-0. They threw the ball all over the park last week. Their quarterback threw for 300 yards. They had a couple wide receivers, you know, that had over 100 yards. They have some big athletic skill guys on the outside. They got a couple wide receivers that are, you know, 6'2", 6'3", can go up and get the ball. Their quarterback's a 3-year starter. Their running back, he's a 175-pound kid, runs hard. So skill guys, they have it. Joe Niehaus from Grass Lake, he's done a really good job with that program. He's also their athletic director. They play hard. So it's going to be a much better version of East Jackson than what we've had in past years. So we're excited, you know, to get some familiarity and hopefully get a whole game in tonight. And we're real excited about doing that.
So it's the battle of head football coach athletic directors tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. there may be a little side wager on at some point in time.
The next conference meeting, loser brings the donuts.
Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, looking at it, Coach, obviously, you guys aren't going to be playing East Jackson regularly now because the Cascades split up into East-West. Are you guys going to try to play them normally each year? Is this kind of just a one-off year coming off of last year, you know, with the conference splitting?
The way the rotation is, weeks 2 and 3, you play 2 teams from the other division. and you play. We made it where the top three enrollment on one side will rotate with the top three enrollment on the other side. So I don't see anything changing in terms of us being the bottom enrollment in the West and EJ being the bottom enrollment in the East. So we will play them 2 out of 3 years. We play them week 2 this year at their place. It rotates to week 3 next year at our place, and then it goes off the schedule, and then it'll come back into the schedule in week 2 the following year. So we'll play them the next 2 years, and then we'll have a year off with them.
And that's kind of the unique thing, and I know we've talked about it with you in the past with what the Cascades has done with their conference realignment. You know, the scheduling issues that maybe some other leagues would face, you guys have kind of gone your own way in terms of not being an enrollment-based conference, but more of a geographic-based conference.
Yes, and that was, like we've talked about, we just didn't want, at some point in time, if you go enrollment and the gaps get bigger between the big and the mm-hmm. bottom, who's to say that that conference stays together?
Right.
So we found a way to make sure that the bigger schools are playing bigger schools for playoff points in the weeks 2 and 3, and that the smaller schools are playing the smaller schools to stay competitive. And it's a unique thing that we're doing. We're hoping it works out as football keeps us together and supports the other sports as well. Then, like you said, the scheduling problem, the only problem we have or week we have to fill now is week 1. And we're really encouraged by that because everybody's looking for week 1.
Right.
Our weeks 2 through 9 are conference games, whether we're crossing over to weeks 2 and 3, and then we're crossing over at the end based on records. So as an athletic director, I'm sure you can appreciate the,
very
that. That makes
very
a lot
much
of
so.
To all of us.
Very yeah. much so. Well, obviously, Coach, we're going to have the game tonight on the Cave, and looking forward to you'll have Ian Wendt on the call, and looking forward to being up there in East Jackson. You know, always good to get the Panthers. And just from a sidebar, AD note, your coaches are doing a great job of getting us scores and results, too, for a lot of your teams, so we greatly appreciate that.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that. And I appreciate, our coaches appreciate all you guys do for athletics in Lenawee County and especially for Addison. We're very grateful for you guys.
And then, you know, kind of looking ahead, and I know coaches never like to look ahead, you know, to the next game because you've got the one in front of you tonight. Next week you're going to be at home against Leslie, one of the new teams to the Cascades Conference. You know, a team that has had some levels of success over the years in football. You know, maybe a quick preview of what you know about them coming into this season.
Well, I looked at the score late last night and know that they're 2-0.
Yeah.
So we're going to play 3 teams in a row that haven't lost a game. So that's exciting. I just know they have a really good athlete at quarterback, and they use him in every way possible in running and throwing. So we'll try to find a way to bring him to the ground and keep him in the pocket when he's throwing and see if we can't move the ball in the process.
All right. Sounds good. Well, the Panthers at East Jackson tonight, 7 o'clock, and you can listen to that game if you can't make it over there. Right here on 96.5 The Cave. Coach, thanks for being with us this morning, and best of luck.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.